You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Martin Luther once said, "When it comes right down to it, we are all beggars before God."
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
There are probably more older people alive today than at any other time in the history of the world. Of course, there are more people of every age alive today. The proportion of older people to those of younger years may be growing every day. An older man viewing this situation personally said, "Cast me not off in my old age. Forsake me not when my strength is past." Many years ago, there was a song that spoke romantically about old age. "Darling," it said, "I'm growing old, silver threads among the gold." To some people, that turns out to be true. To many of the aging, it does not. The world at the end of the 20th century has become a battleground with fierce competition for survival. Economists fan the fears of people regarding the inability or the unwillingness of this generation to share the burdens of the elderly. Inflation mercilessly eats away hard-earned savings. Housing conditions deteriorate, and older people often find themselves trapped in less than desirable living arrangements. Earlier retirements, once portrayed as added years of opportunities to enjoy life, have frequently become nightmares of sheer survival. Without minimizing the problems encountered by the aging, or the sadness of those who see their parents and their friends growing older, let me say to you today that there are silver threads among the gold. There is the silver thread of love about which the psalm writer was talking. More than that, there is a love that does not fade because it comes from the living God. He has an eye out for those who can no longer accomplish what they once were able to do with ease. The writer of the 71st Psalm, with its plaintive plea, "Cast me not off in my old age, forsake me not when my strength is past," is talking to a God he had known for a long time. The psalmist just got through saying, "Thou, O Lord, art my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon thee have I leaned from my birth." Leaning on God is a beautiful way of describing faith in God. Everybody can understand what it means to lean on someone, although that expression, too, is sometimes used today to describe the modern habit of putting pressure on someone else, to get someone to do what he otherwise would not be willing or prepared to do. Leaning, in this case, means depending on someone else. Leaning against someone at a time of sorrow, leaning upon someone for comfort and strength. Older people need to learn to lean upon others for comfort and strength without making a nuisance of themselves in the process. You don't have to be a deadbeat to be a leaner. You can lean and learn at the same time. You can lean and become useful again. You can lean and regain confidence. There are two periods in life when people have to learn how to lean. One is childhood, and the other is old age. There are some similarities between the two. Sons and daughters often find it difficult to accept the fact that parents, upon whom they always leaned for support, now have to lean on them in pretty much the same way. Parents find that difficult, too. They always gave advice, and now they have to accept advice. They always comforted, and now they have to be comforted. They always had resources to provide what was needed for their children, and now their children have to provide resources for them. The whole situation is quite a turnaround for everyone concerned. Older people have vivid memories of a time when they were in command, or at least so they thought. As they grow older, they cannot bring themselves even to think of becoming dependent upon someone else, not to speak of being in the position of becoming beggars. One of the last things Martin Luther said before his death was, "Wir sind allzumal Bettler vor Gott," which means, when it comes right down to it, we are all beggars before God. We are that in our youth, we are that in the prime of life, and we are that in our old age. When it comes right down to it, we all find that hard to take. Irreligious people find such a conclusion completely unacceptable. And even pious people fight it to the bitter end. People who lean upon God in faith become reconciled to this fact of life simply because they become reconciled to God in the pure conviction that He is reconciled to them. That takes faith, faith of a high order. It is a faith not common to all humanity, but it is also not as rare as most people think. It comes to ordinary people, many of whom learned to live by it in their youth and have clung to it during those days when everything seemed to depend upon them. Now in their old age, the same faith stands by them so that they can see with a clear eye the silver threads among the gold. In his older years, St. Paul used to say to his people, "Let us run with persistence the race set before us, looking to Jesus, the beginner and ender of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured a cross, forgetting about the shame. And now he sits at the right hand of the majesty on high." This man had not always been a man of faith. He had been a man of action, full of ambition, but also a lot of pious pretense. He thought he was doing God a service by putting other people down. When he met, or rather was confronted by, Christ himself, it became perfectly obvious to him that Christ was the Son of God, crucified and now raised from the dead. He became convinced that Jesus Christ is Lord, capable of forgiving and giving life to people who need forgiveness and life very much. With sure faith, he acquired a goal in life. That goal, simply put, was to see Jesus as he is and to enjoy the fulfillment of the promise Christ gives to all who trust in him. The pursuit of that goal by this man, Paul, resulted in the founding of Christian communities from one end of the Roman world to the other. He kept right at it, far beyond the 40 or 50 years that people usually lived at that time. And he was still at it when he wrote some of his last words, "I have run the race, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." At the end, he was still on top of things, sustained by faith in God that would not die. Even the most faithful have their bad moments, and they need to be comforted. Whom do you look to for comfort in your bad moments? Where else, if you have faith in him, except to the living God? All of us are aging all the time. You don't have to be 95 years of age to feel the pressure of aging. Nobody knows how old the psalmist was when he said, "Cast me not off in my old age, forsake me not when my strength is past." He wasn't necessarily destitute of family or friends, but he was experiencing some of those real or imaginary hazards of growing old, Loneliness, physical and emotional weakness, the realities of life weighing heavily upon him, feeling in his bones the advance of the years. This man believed in God. He trusted in God. He learned to trust in him while still a boy. He said, O God, from my youth thou hast taught me, and I still proclaim thy wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me till I proclaim thy might to all generations to come. Fathers and mothers, teach your children to trust and believe in God. Teach them about Jesus Christ and how he died for their sins. Tell them the great good news that God raised his Son from the dead, and all who trust him will arise together with him. Pray with your children when they are not yet able to pray for themselves. By all means, teach them to pray for others and to pray to God and Jesus whom he has sent, so that they will have someone to turn to when the times of loneliness come. Loneliness is one of the greater burdens of growing old. Many treasured relationships are diminished by distance or broken by death. People begin to feel alone for the first time in their lives. To many, the regularity and sense of worth that jobs provide have long since disappeared. With retirement parties, presentation of gold watches, and assurances of continued contact, the daily routines and work habits are drastically changed. People feel unwanted and unneeded. The psalmist was probably regarded as a patriarch, but still he felt himself the victim of his own feelings of separation and loneliness. He did not feel at all out of place to turn to his good friend, his Father in heaven, and say to him with utter frankness, "Cast me not off in my old age. Forsake me not when my strength is past." Silver threads often become tarnished with waning strength and reduced independence. The easy energy and vibrant virility people take for granted when they are young isn't so easy and so vibrant as they get older. Much effort is required for routine personal tasks. Unexpected ailments and even dread diseases knock on the door, bringing discomfort and sometimes despair. But the psalmist knew God to be a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The God who created him was also the God who sustained him and would continue to do so. This merciful God demonstrates his love and power through Jesus Christ, always living and always forgiving, always healing and always helping, and finally, having been raised from the dead, always delivering. This man would not have prayed to God if he had not been optimistic about God. That optimism is a prime quality of faith in God. It's good for children, and it is good for older people. It's good for young people and also for middle-aged people. None of us is altogether independent. We all have responsibilities to fulfill. No matter how old we are, we all have responsibilities to God and to one another. You middle-aged people probably have the greatest responsibility of all. You have to take care of the older and of the younger generation. You are by no means independent, nor will you become more independent as you grow older. The greatest independence belongs to those who are dependent upon God. I've seen that in older people. They feel their loneliness, but they don't allow it to get them down. Their optimism finally rests in God. I've also seen exactly the opposite in older people. They fall prey to a dark and depressing view of the present and the future. Things seem to have conspired to shatter their fondest dreams. Their security is unsure and their future bleak. Many an older person retreats into melancholy, intensified loneliness, and ultimately despair. Let me remind you older people, and also you younger people, of one great fact. God is not the last resort. He is the first resort. He is a loving God, a giving God, a God of grace and mercy. And his steadfast love, as the psalmist always said, endures forever. He's the one God who sent his Son to put himself completely in your place, to die for your sins, and with that sacrifice, to reconcile you once and for all to God. Old as you may be, this is no time for giving up faith and hope when life seems to be winding down. This is the time to lean upon the Lord and to look to him for companionship and strength. This is the time to know and accept his promises that he will hear and give heed, to know the peace of God that passes all understanding. You have this promise from God given directly to you. When you call upon me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Those promises are to you from the great God who keeps his promises. They are silver threads among the gold. They bring satisfaction and joy, though everyone else should be dissatisfied and bitter. No matter how old you are or how incapacitated, you are not inferior. No matter how young you are or how worried you are about whether you're going to make it tomorrow, you are not inferior. You are not a second-rate human being. The Lord Jesus, on his cross, dying the most disgraceful death that can be imagined, was not a second-rate human being. The word is, look to Jesus, the beginner and ender of faith. See God, your friend and companion. Rejoice in him who will not cast you off in your old age, nor forsake you when your strength is past. Trust in God. See and feel the untarnished silver threads that run through the strands of what has been called and still can be for you the golden age. Amen.